Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Andre Rebrov, the CTO and co-founder of Scentbird. Good afternoon, Andre. How you doing?
Hello, Mark. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well.
Thank you. How about you? Good. Thank you for joining us today. And you're in New York. I hear you guys are getting some more snow this today and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's right. Surprisingly, it's been a long winter, more than 2 weeks already, with snow and the weather. Pretty cold weather, I have to say, for New York. So hopefully it will end soon.
Hopefully. I won't tell you what it's like here in San Francisco today. definitely warmer than New York. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. Right now, I am CTO and co-founder at Scentbird. And Scentbird is a subscription service for perfumes and colognes. And I am responsible for all the technology aspects of the company. And it might not sound very technological, perfume is perfume, but we created a lot of interesting things behind the scenes. So the website, CRM system, a lot of integration, warehouse system, a lot of cool stuff. Prior to that, I was an engineer and I worked for big enterprise companies such as AVSVK, UBS Investment Bank. And I also spent time as an agile engineering coach when I helped other people to write code better, create better products, and so on and so forth.
Very interesting. So you said you built these systems. So you actually built these systems, or you didn't buy something off the shelf?
No, we did not. When we started, we had a conversation about should we use something like Magento, for example, and like other companies such as Birchbox or Warby Parker, who originally inspired us for this company. But as engineer, I would love to build everything from scratch, as you know, this typical engineering approach. And later down the road, when we spoke to CTOs of this company, Birchbox and Warby Parker, they told us that don't use Magento if you plan to build something very custom. And that's our case. We have a lot of unique features specific for subscription, specific for us. And that was the right decision to build everything from scratch.
Yeah, and it's interesting you said your subscription service, which is, I would liken it as like being on a wine club. Is it similar?
It is similar. So it is almost like Netflix, if I may, because it is a curated subscription. So we have a queue like Netflix, and each month we send you perfume or cologne of your choice. So you can define what you want to get. It's not like some random box of goodies that you're not aware you will like or not.
Oh, very interesting. So tell us more about Scentbird. I mean, prescription perfume and cologne. Who's your typical customer? What differentiates you from other people in this business?
Sure. So let's start with the beginning here. So traditionally, perfume industry is all about nice scents, nice perfume bottles, expensive perfume bottles, because typically when you go to a retail store and buy yourself or some as a gift, a perfume bottle, it costs around $100. Mm-hmm. And sky's the limit here. Like I saw perfume bottles as expensive as $200,000. Mm. Oh, sorry, $2,000. Sorry. And the problem here is there is no trial period. Mm-hmm. You have to commit yourself and spend all the money. And if you don't like it after a week, and usually it requires you a week to understand how does it work out for you, because perfume smells differently on different people. There's chemistry, there is a way how perfume works on our skin. So you need about a week to understand, do you like it or not? But you already opened the bottle. You cannot return it. And you end up with 5, 6, or even more perfume bottles in your bathroom. And you can return them, you can give them, and you kind of feel this guilt that you spend so much money for something that you don't need anymore. Mm-hmm. And this is how we started with the idea of monthly supply of perfume. When it's enough for 1 month, enough to understand, do you really love this perfume or not? And if you like, you can keep discovering new perfumes every month. Mm. And you know, there is this idea of your signature perfume, something that you pick in your early days and keep using for your entire life and never switch to anything else. And we kind of shattered this whole idea of signature perfume, and because we allow customers to smell differently every month and every day. And when we started, we had just a few perfumes. We had just us, several co-founders, and we were doing everything by ourselves. So we knew nothing about many things, including fulfillment. And like, I still remember our first night of fulfillment when we were sitting in the kitchen of our startup accelerator, just filling all these bottles until 4 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But as we grew, we understand more about perfume, about people who use it, people who love it. And right now on our platform, we sell both perfumes for women and colognes for men.
Mm-hmm.
And actually men represent around 30% of our audience. And we were surprised to see such growth of this mm-hmm. audience group. And like, there is no such, like, if we talk about customer categories, customer types, I would say like there are people who are perfumistas. They know everything about perfumes. They know how they've been made. They can even tell you history of any given perfume. So they come to our platform because we provide access to different products that we purchase from all over the world. There are people who have no idea about what to try. They might saw a couple of commercials. They might saw a couple of big brands. But once they try them on our platform, they need help in terms of discovery. Hey, like, I like this. Help me to learn more about the perfume. And then there is a category, the big one, that sits right in the middle. They know some stuff. They, for example, they might know about perfume notes. They might know about perfume longevity. But that's it. They still need some kind of navigation in a place where they can learn more about perfumes, read more about them, talk to other people maybe. Eventually, that's why they also come to us.
Very interesting. So you're all both a retail online, you know, an e-commerce site and an educational site. And do you like start to learn what the individual customer likes and then start to make recommendations for them?
That's right. And that was an original idea because traditionally, the only, like, the biggest reason to buy perfume online was a replenishment. You know what you like, you go to Nordstrom.com or Sephora.com and you buy another bottle. But we were trying to solve a mystery how to buy perfume online without spending too much money and without it being too risky for yourself. So now we have customers from every state. And sometimes we are surprised where we find our customers. Like, for example, we have a lot of customers from with military addresses. And like when we check it out, it could be even some carrier ship somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. So we see, as you see, there is no borders for perfume.
Wow, that's interesting. I never would have thought that. So let's talk about your employment now. You're based in New York, but do you have employees all over the world or all over the country?
That's right. So when we started, after a while, we understood that we need more engineers.
Mm.
And I am originally from Russia, as you can tell from my accent.
Mm.
And it was much easier and, to be honest, much cheaper to hire an engineer remote.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we started. And at some point, we realized that there is a shift in employment model. And it was about 5 years ago already. We see that a lot of smart people from big and small companies, they don't want to spend a lot of time commuting to the office. They want to spend flexible hours working and flexible hours spending with their family. And honestly, they want a good salary.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided, okay, let's go for these people. Let's find them. Let's employ them. Give them a task that they would like to execute. Provide them with the flexible hours and ability to work on with people, again, all over the world. And let's see how it will work out. And here I am right now. We have around 40 engineers. We have a big customer support team. We have a lot of digital marketers who are all remote. And it works fine because like, we have people in Hong Kong. We have people in Seattle. And we're still able to communicate with each other because we've been built this way. So last year, when the lockdown started, it was kind of a simple transition for us because a majority of employees were already remote. So that's what happened with us.
Well, and you're an e-commerce site too. So that had to make it easier for you since you're your actual product was an online product already.
Yes, that's right.
And did you see any increase in demand for your product once everybody started working from home? I would think it would have lessened your demand a little bit, but you never know. I mean, you tell me.
Yes, that's actually an interesting question, because I keep talking to other e-commerce companies. I see interesting patterns here. So in our case, we actually saw that perfume demand went up, and we were curious, like, why is it happening? Like, yes, people are sitting at home. Yes, they need something to replace their traditional shopping experience. But why perfume? Like, this is not food. This is not wine. Well, perfume. And so we started to talk to our customers, and we heard an interesting thought that perfume is part of your daily routine. You wake up, you exercise, you go to the shower, and then you apply some perfume, and it makes you feel normal. So, like, because perfume is so connected to our memories that even a smell of, like, and everyone knows it, like, you can smell something, like, for example, you can smell an apple pie, and might remind me of some good childhood memories, something like that. So same here. That's why we saw demand for perfume went up. And it was around April, May, and beginning of June, but then it got back to normal. And we hear kind of the same story from a couple of other categories in e-commerce.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, e-commerce definitely increased from the pandemic, but it's interesting. It's kind of, I would liken it to coffee. It's just, I get up and I start the cup, right? And other people put on a little dab, right?
Some of them do both. Like, I'm in the category, I love my coffee and I love my perfume.
Yeah, very interesting. So, and do you actually have an office in New York, or have you never had an office?
We had an office. I actually had several offices, one like after another, because we were growing. There is no office anymore. Like, we only have the warehouse. Yeah, we only have the warehouse, and that's it.
Wow, very interesting. So what do you think is the future of remote employment? It sounds like you're for it. I mean, you've already taken advantage of it. Do you think it's going to be the trend going forward for most companies?
I think so. And we see more and more big enterprises shifting to this new reality. Like, the last week, I think Salesforce said they're not going back to the office. Like, they need to find a new way to work. I think that three models will dominate the market. So it's going to be either full remote for companies who can allow it for themselves, and it's going to be mostly digital companies. We will still have some office-only setups, I believe mostly for companies that require collaboration around physical stuff, some labs, some mechanical shops, I don't know, something like that. And we'll see more and more hybrid models. When people can work remote, they can come to some shared location for, corporate events or some brainstorm sessions or some celebrations. But that's it. Because sometimes people need a place to have a meeting. For example, in our case, we meet with different perfume brands, and we need a nice place to greet them, to meet with them, to have a conversation with them. That's why sometimes in future, we'll still have maybe not an office, but some co-working space where we can store our goods and do nice meetings.
Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned Salesforce. Salesforce just within the last few years built a huge new building in downtown San Francisco. And I can see that becoming a gigantic WeWork office for people that work in the city but don't go into the office every day. Would you agree?
Yes. I think, like, what we see in our company already, we see that people start moving to different states. So there is almost no way of going back. It will be very, very hard. And I think it makes more sense because it will trigger a development in different suburbs area. We'll see how local communities will grow, because once you are in a suburb, you will need a place for kids to have fun, schools, all kind of, sport groups, math clubs, things like that. So I believe that local communities will only strive and grow because of that. So yeah, I think this is a benefit.
Yeah. Well, Andre, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been fascinating. I learned more about perfume in this short time than I have in my many years on the planet. So sounds like a great idea. You think about it, you know, basically a wine club for perfume, right?
Right.
So it's a brilliant idea. And you've been doing it for what, 7 years now?
7 years now, yes.
So obviously it's doing well. Well, I wish you continued success in 2021 and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me here today.